Chung Ju-young was the founder and head of the Hyundai Corporation of South Korea. Chung was born on November 25, 1915, in what is now North Korea. His parents were poor farmers, and he was the oldest of eight children. His father took him out of school at a young age to work to support the family. But at 16, he sold one of his father's cows and used the money to run away to Seoul. In Seoul, he sold rice and then became a truck driver. Through hard work, he soon owned an auto repair shop. The shop was the beginning of his corporate empire, which he named Hyundai, Korean for modern. The South Korean president was impressed with Chung's hard work and ambition and asked him to do a lot of government work. Chung used the money he made during this to start new business. By the 1990s, Hyundai was South Korea's largest family-owned business empire, or chaebol. It built cars and ships, constructed buildings, manufactured electronic equipment and computer chips, and shipped oil around the world. Chung's business successes helped to rebuild the South Korean economy after the Korean War. This improved the lives of ordinary people. Chung became very rich and used his own money to build hospitals, schools, and apartments for his 170,000 employees. In 1992, Chung was defeated when he tried to be elected president of South Korea. He was later convicted of election fraud, but did not go to jail because of his age. Later, Chung worked to unify the two Koreas. He developed business and tourism projects that benefited both countries. Chung and his wife had eight sons and one daughter. When his eldest son and heir died in 1982, his other sons began to fight about who would take his place. Another son died in 1990. When Chung retired in May 2000, Hyundai was split into separate companies, each run by a family member. Chung died of pneumonia on March 21, 2001, at the age of 85.